A good Erev Shabbos to everyone. Welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. So glad that you're here with us. And so sad and sorry that we cannot yet listen to music in order to be able to welcome and celebrate L'Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. You're going to have to hum and sing to yourself as we remain in the midst of Sfiras HaOmer, and we are mourning and grieving for our own misbehavior, our own failure to treat each other respectfully. We're working on that. In the meantime, we cannot sing and dance on Erev Shabbos because we are precluded from listening to music. I want to thank our generous sponsors for the Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos series for the year, my dear friends, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman, Eschus Rechai Rivka and Tzipora Fredel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rav Yaakov C. Ben David Aryeh. Also, today's particular class of Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos is generally sponsored by our beloved member, Myrna Hirshhorn, in memory of her husband, Marvin Hirshhorn, Moshe Nussan, on his first Yahrzeit. He was a wonderful man, a dear friend, a model member of our community, an icon of how to daven, a really special person, and we miss him terribly. We have been learning Rav Itcher Meir Morgenstern's Bayam Derachecha on Yom Shishi, Friday, how to turn Friday, quite literally, into Erev Shabbos. He is giving us exactly the guide, the path, for how to connect with Erev Shabbos. So we've gone through several sections already, in terms of shopping and preparing. We've talked about Toameha, the idea of tasting the Erev Shabbos food, the Shabbos food on Erev Shabbos, already transforming an act of eating from a mundane physical act to a holy spiritual and beginning that process Erev Shabbos. We talked about cutting nails on Friday. The nails, the growth, the dirt under the nails represents what we sunk our nails in, how we've soiled our nails throughout the week. We clean them and we cut them and we get ready for Shabbos. It represents a new beginning, a fresh start. It represents cutting away and cleaning the soil, the dirt under our fingernails that we dug into perhaps the wrong things. And then we began Rechitza, the idea of cleansing ourselves, cleaning ourselves in anticipation, in preparation for Shabbos. And we spoke about the cleaning in the pnimius, the punim, that before Shabbos, the person has to clean punav yadav araglav, the punav, the pnim, the punim, the faces, the pnim is the inside, is what it represents. That we use warm water, we're not just washing ourselves, we are ki'ilu kashering ourselves. Just like a pot that's absorbed a non-kosher taste, we have absorbed non-kosher ideas and images during the week. And how do we get ready for Shabbos? We don't dip in boiling water. We don't pour boiling water. We don't self-clean in an oven. But when we take a hot shower, we are ki'ilu kashering ourselves, cleansing ourselves, purging ourselves of any of that, of any of those non-kosher tastes that we have absorbed during the week. Okay, so we pick up here. Page Nun Aleph Rav Itcher Meir Morgenstern Bayam Derechecha on Shabbos and Hachana Biyom Shishi. He writes the following: Kach shekavanas harachitzahi lahasir es tos haklipas meitanu. We are cleansing, washing, wiping away the hot. We're wiping away. I'm sorry, hot. Somebody wrote hot mikvah. Kasher in the hot mikvah. Mir Tashem, men's mikvah should reopen halavai soon. So we are taking away the peel, the shell, the barrier. Ayideha emes hanir mezes b'mayim. Water represents Torah. Water represents truth. Water, just like it washes away the soil, the dirt, the barrier, so too the truth washes away the illusions and the falsehoods, the lies we tell ourselves, the rationalize. When we rationalize our behavior, the term rationalize stands for rational lies, the rational lies we tell ourselves. Kikama sha'atam zocher sashem yizbarach vishifo, a person remembers to the degree that we remember the Almighty and His kindness, the flow of His blessing to us. Kachu zocha latzeis meitu'uyos haklipas v'hateva. The more that we are aware and mindful of the truth, the more that we correct, the more we escape living in illusion. The more we remember His involvement and the consequence, His authority, that we report to Him, that we serve Him, then the less that we will be taken, smitten, distracted, and tempted by this world. How do you remove that shell? How do you remove that barrier? How do you remove that residue? How do you remove all the layers that have been added on us throughout our week and our interaction in this world in the pursuit of the material, in the pursuit of that pleasure? You do it with hot water. Why? How do you produce hot water? You need a fire. You need a source that's on fire. Do you know how we remove? How do we shed that klipa? How do we shed the shell? How do we shell those barriers? By being on fire. We have to be on fire. You know, being on fire is not just for a kid who's in their Shana Aleph in Israel. Being on fire is not just for the seminary girl. Being on fire is not just for the Kollel Yungalite. Being on fire is not just for the Baal Tshuva who's new to this whole thing. Being on fire is not just for the person who heard a great Kumsitz or Tish. Every one of us, we are responsible and we are capable of turning up the flame, of being on fire, passionate, enthusiastic, excited, and therefore we need to produce that warm water to wash in with the fire of excitement. Don't say, oh, it's another Shabbos. Yes, it's another Shabbos. Another two parshios we're reading. Another parak, another chapter of Pirkei Avos of Ethics of Our Fathers we're reading. You got to be on fire. Eish, we got to be on fire. Because the answer, the way to successfully serve in those difficult times, kashra klipas vanis yonas mizgabrim, when the layers are being placed upon us, when the shell and the peel are thickening around us, when we feel we're being tested and being challenged, how do we overcome? Where do we find the strength and the endurance and the tenacity and the resolve? Lavod be'esh shel hisorus zrisos esh panimus. You gotta wake up, incite that inner fire, fan that flame. That fire burns through, it purges, it removes, it absolutely inviscerates whatever barrier, whatever peel, whatever layer is there. Hizrizus, alacrity, zeal, enthusiasm, energize, wake up! You know, turning Friday into Erev Shabbos, for many people, as Friday comes, they're coming off the week. Exhausting, running, working. I told the story recently to you about that Rav Pesach Kron tells about the Ganenet, the Cheder Mora, who has the Shabbos Abba, and before he makes Kiddush, this little boy says, "Oi, boy, am I tired?" Now he's ready for Kiddush, because that's what he saw his father do every week. Shabbos is not the time that we turn it off. Shabbos is the time that we turn it on. Shabbos is not the time that we relax and let go. Shabbos is the time that we get energized and enthusiastic. We work all week for Shabbos. So imagine you work all week to Shabbos, and Shabbos you pass out, and you miss it, and you neglect it, and you don't take advantage of it, and you're not transformed by it. And then you go back to another week of working. When do you get the break in the cycle? We don't rest on Shabbos so we could work all week. We work all week so that we can immerse ourselves in Shabbos. Tachlis l'masa bereishis. This is what it's all about. You put in the time. You're working hard. You're earning every dollar. You're shopping and cooking. You're running a household. You're doing whatever we're doing. We're surviving corona pandemic. We're fighting to get through the week. Not so that we collapse and disappear on Shabbos. So that we're energized and enthusiastic. So that we're awake. So you want a new ritual to turn Friday into Erev Shabbos? Have a cup of coffee right before you go to Kabbalah Shabbos. Cup of coffee? What do you mean? I want to come home, have the meal as quickly as possible, pass out as quickly as possible. Why would I drink coffee? It's going to keep me up. The answer is, you know why you drink coffee? Because it's going to keep you up. We want to be up. Doesn't mean that there's no room for rest on Shabbos. Shena b'Shabbos, sleeping on Shabbos is wonderful. It's geschmack, it's gewaltig, it's almost as good as the chalent. There's nothing better than a shluf Shabbos afternoon with a belly full of chalent. It's the best, the deepest sleep, the most restful. But that's not all Shabbos. That's not defining our Shabbos. That's not why we count down to Shabbos. It's a part of Shabbos. It's a part of Shabbos. So therefore, the idea of washing in warm water on Friday afternoon is the image of turning that flame up. So there's a pilot light all week long. It burns inside us. And that pilot light at times is higher, at times is lower. You can't always be on fire. You're not always going to be so enthusiastic. Whether it's in the month of Av, Mematin, Besimcha, or whether it's other time during our life that the pilot light is down. But on Friday and Erev Shabbos, turn that pilot light up. Kick it up. That flame has to be fanned. It has to glow. It has to burn bright. It has to be energized. So we specifically wash in warm water. You want to get away the klipa. You want to wash away the shell, the peel. You want to wash away the layers. You want to be able to reveal the light inside us. You want to be able to expose the best us, the truest us, the most on fire us to the world, and it's through fire. Be on fire. Drink that cup of coffee. Prepare that Dvar Torah. Set aside that story. Think of the provocative question. Get pumped. Get psyched for Shabbos. And even if you're not feeling it, fake it till you make it. When you act like you're excited, you'll become excited. We can't, of course, because we're still in Sfira. But turn up that music Friday afternoon. Put a skip in your step. Let the walls of the house be reverberating through the bass of the speaker playing that Erev Shabbos music. Wake up. Turn up that fire. Walk into Shabbos not to pass out. Walk into Shabbos to wake up. To wake up. U'lechol ha'pachos yanig yis'atzmo b'izhagos chitzon ha'shozrizos v'izlavos. He says, Rav Avichai Meir, fake it till you make it. At least externally, live as if you're on fire. Act as if you're on fire, and you will be. Turn up that music. Turn up that fire inside. Drink that cup of coffee. Get pumped, get psyched, wake up, and you will feel it. That's how the shell, the barrier, the klipa, That's how it will fall. V'lo tatziach la'achzos lechos banu la'haver chas v'shalom ish kas o atzvas. So there's something that's raging inside you. There's something that's going to wake up on a Friday. It could either be anger and rage at your spouse or your child who didn't do the little that you asked them to. All I asked you to do was set the lights. All I asked you to do was collect the Lego. All I asked you to do was take out the garbage. All I asked you to do was bathe the kid. All I asked you to do was set the timer. That's it. And when a person doesn't or didn't do it on the timetable we expect, then we find that fire. We find that energy to get angry, to yell, to scream, to have conflict. Chas v'shalom, says the Shlach Kadosh. Lo sevaru esh b'chol moshvaseichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. You can't get angry when it comes to Shabbos. So this fire, this rage, we're capable. The question is, how do we channel it and how do we direct it? Are we on fire for Shabbos or are we on fire in trying to get ready and scrambling Erev Shabbos? V'achar harachitza shanu kvar nikiyim mikol klipa u'kfira v'tos yicholun lilbosh bigdei Shabbos. And now that you've washed off, we've rinsed off, we have purified, we've immersed, we've scrubbed away the klipa, we've scrubbed away that barrier, we've scrubbed away that shell, we've scrubbed away the negative residue, the stains, the dirt that's come upon us by what we watched or said, where we went or did, what happened in our week. Now that we've been cleansed, now we're ready to change into our Big Day Shabbos. Now we are worthy. Now we have the honor of donating, of putting on the Big Day Shabbos. So we'll leave it there for this week. Next week we pick up with Nero Shabbos, preparing the candles and preparing to light them as part of turning Friday into Erev Shabbos. Until next time, my dearest friends, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy.